So tonight's topic is an unfortunate topic, but a reality. I think I saw that there are over 1,000 people sitting Shiva now after deaths of relatives throughout Pesach. So that's a very, very sad reality. And unfortunately, which makes things even worse, is the very fact that we can't be Menachem Avil to the people. It has to be through a phone call, or perhaps I saw some people using Zoom for Nichum Avelim. So the question here is threefold. Number one is, can one fulfill the mitzvah of a Nichum Avelim through a phone call, through a Zoom meeting? Number two is, how does one respond? How do you answer a phone? Can you say hello? Do you say something else? And thirdly, there's a halacha that one is not allowed to speak until the Avel has begun the conversation. So what's considered beginning the conversation when talking through the phone, when talking through Zoom? So let's do one at a time. So number one is, can one perform the mitzvah, fulfill the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim through a phone call or through Zoom? So there is a tshuva. Rav Moshe writes in Chelek Dalet of Or HaChaim, Simen Mem, Os Yud Alef. He writes, he believes that there are two elements when it comes to Nichum Avelim. Ikatarti Inyanim, two concepts. Chada, number one, the Tovas Avelim HaChaim. One is for the benefit of the Avelim who are alive. Shem Trudim Ma'od Bitzarim, that they're so busy with the pain, the emotional pain. Mechuyavim L'daber Alibo, need to speak to him, to his heart. Ulenachamo, and to comfort him. That's one element for those who are alive. And Shainis, the second element, is L'tovas HaMeis. There's some deeper idea of benefiting the Meis, those who've already passed on. And there's a raya, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Beis, tells us that Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Meis She'ein Lo Menachemim, if there's a Meis that there are no comforters to come, Holchen Asar B'nei Adam, the 10 people should go, V'yoshim B'mekomo, go in his place. There's a concept. That's why it becomes a whole debate where one sits Shiva. Is it the home of the mace, the home of the oldest sibling, the oldest something? There's a concept of being in the makom, the house, the place of the mace. There is some benefit of Nichum Avelim in the context of a mace, even though there are no Avelim. So based on this, Rav Moshe writes, in Mashmali, it appears to me, that Mitzat HaAvel HaChai, with respect to the Avel, the one who's alive, shayach l'kayim gam aydei telephone. It's very shayach to perform the mitzvah. You could speak to someone, you could empathize with someone, you could speak comfortingly to them on the phone. Aval ha-mitzvah mitzad tovas ha-meis. In order to benefit the meis, which we don't really know how that works, lo shayach el dafka kishyavo l'sham b'makom shemishanachm. It only is shayach if you're going to the actual place of the where they're sitting shiva. So he says, so that being the case, he also adds, it's certainly better to do Nichum Avelim to the Avel in person, but if you can't, you can also accomplish it through the phone. That being said, halacha l'maisa, if it's possible to go to the base Avel, that's certainly the best to perform the mitzvah in its mitzvah shlema, to be Menachem Avel to the Avel, and to show some type of nechama to the mace. But if it's impossible to do so, then through the telephone is certainly something to worthwhile, because it's a ktsas mitzvah, he calls it. And therefore, through a telephone, in these current circumstances where it's impossible to go to a base Avel, unfortunately, one can perform the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, at least in Bimiktas, through the phone and through Zoom. Yes, one should say a Makom Inachem as well. Whether that works or not, I'm not sure, but nothing is hurt, nothing is lost by doing so. It certainly is recommended, and perhaps, as Rav Moshe says, you hopefully have fulfilled the mitzvah to some extent by talking to them on the phone. Next question becomes, how does one answer the phone? So this is more of a question for the Avel, but it also applies to the one being Menachem Avel as well. There's a din brought down in the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Tezvav that an Avel is Aser B'Sheila Shalom. You can't greet, he can't greet you, and you can't greet him. You can't say hello, you can't say good morning, you can't say good afternoon. In both directions, it's Aser. So now how do you answer the phone? It's very awkward. You don't say hello, you can't say good afternoon. So the response they suggest is, you should say yes. Something like yes is the way to answer phone, because it's not a form of greeting. Now, there are two reasons brought down why one does not greet. One is because since the Avel is not in a state of shalom, he's not in a state of peace, so asking him, how are you doing? You say good morning, good afternoon. That's some level of loig l'rush. Just like you can't wear tzitzis or tefillin in the presence of a mace who can't do a mitzvah, so to greet an Avel, how are you? Good morning. You know things aren't good for him. That's some way of making fun, so that's why we shy away. That's why there's a halacha. You can't greet them, and they shouldn't greet you either. The second reason is a little bit deeper, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had put this person in a state of avelus for 12 months, in a state of not peace, of not shalom. So for you to give a brachim of shalom, you're somehow undermining the shalom, the lack of shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon this person. So these are the two reasons, but halacha lemaisa, the way a person should answer the phone should be yes. Yes is the best mahalach. Now the problem is, when the person, the avil, answers the phone and says yes, so is that considered a starter for the conversation for you to now say, I'm so sorry to hear about your loss, or whatever you want to say, share, is that considered enough? So first we have to understand, why is it usher for one to talk until you've heard the avil talk? Why does the avil have to begin the conversation? So the simple understanding is based on the Levush. Levush explains that because in order to, the whole idea of Menachem Avil, Nichem Avelim, is in order to comfort the Avil. Now the Avil has to first express that he's in pain, that he's in tsar. So you need to wait for him that he's in tsar, and once he says, okay, I'm ready to speak, now comfort me, at that point it's appropriate. But if he's not in tsar, he's not having a hard time about the mace, it doesn't make sense to be Menachem a person. Only when he expresses his discomfort, when he reaches out to you to begin that conversation, only at that point is one allowed to speak. Rav Yashu says something slightly different. He says that Nicham Avelim is a Gemilas Chasadim. He's supposed to give chesed. Now, you can't force chesed onto someone. You can't force someone to take tzedakah. You can't do it if he doesn't want your help. So you can't force your chesed unless the Avel is ready. So when the Avel opens up his mouth and begins the conversation, now he says he's ready to accept the Gemilas Chasadim. So these are one of two different reasons. So that being said, he has to start the conversation. And the post can say that the word yes is not considered a starter. So when he answers the phone, yes, because he can't say hello, he can't say good morning, yes is the only way he could start talking the phone, that is not a conversation starter. So you have to wait for him to start the conversation. He might say, who is this? He might say, thank you for calling, something to start the conversation. But what if he doesn't say anything, or she doesn't say anything? Let's say she just says yes, and there's silence. Is one allowed to say, okay, I'm so sorry to hear about your loss? Can you begin even when they don't say anything more than a yes? So the din is, it's brought down by the Tzitz Eliezer, one of the footnotes. He says many times he went to go visit an Avil, Pi Menachem Avil, and it's very silent there. When a big Rav walks in, everyone's very uncomfortable, everyone's a little scared, no one wants to talk, you don't know how to respond, you don't want to say the wrong thing. So he experienced this many, many, many times. And he says, if the individual, the Avil, is quiet because of respect, because he's scared, then if he doesn't start the conversation, then the Menachem Avil is allowed to start the conversation. And it's brought down the Chazon Ish on many occasions, he began the conversation when he walked into the house of the Beis Avil. So if a person is just silent on the phone and just says the word yes, if it's just silent for a long time, it seems in the poskim you would be able to talk. You should give a few moments for them to start the conversation, but if they don't, certainly there is room to makel and to begin the conversation that way. Hopefully this should be the end of being Menachem Avil to anyone, and being Menachem Avil in such a way, and each of these families and all of Klai Yisrael should have a full nechama, and we should be zochah to see the Gula Shleima Bamitas, Mimhei Ramenu, Amen V'Amen. Tomorrow night, I believe, I want to speak about making a Kiddush club in one's home. I've been hearing a lot of people have been taking breaks between Shacharis and Musaf with a Kiddush. It's a nice idea, but we'll see if that's even permitted at all, aside from, Al Tifesh Me'at Tzibur, walking out of shul, missing Haftarah, just in one's own home, you're not leaving any minyan. Is there a problem? Is that something appropriate to be done? And we'll do that in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night. Everyone have a wonderful evening. I'm seeing that people want to ask questions. Let me try to unmute you guys for a moment. Those who want to stay on for any questions, unmute. You have the floor, whoever wants it.